Open Mic, The Real Legacy of Barack Obama. This piece is not an evaluation of the president's legislative accomplishments or failures, or even his politics, but rather a reflection of the very personal impact the 44th president of the United States had on one 15-year-old boy from Port Jefferson. In 2008, I was just coming of age. Then I saw him on television, delivering his iconic Yes We Can speech. In that moment, Barack Obama instilled in me a genuine sense of hope, a firm belief that in the course of human history, it is possible to make a lasting difference. His words transformed my perception of our Constitution. No longer was it a thing of antiquity, but rather something tangible, something alive, and worthy of any sacrifice to protect. My sense of purpose and my role in our democracy cemented itself in those early days of 2008. At 15, I found myself going to school in a blazer, adorned with a blue Obama-Biden 08 button, sporting an afro worthy of the Jackson 5. My teachers were endlessly amused at the sight, to say the least. Some of my skeptical peers would ask me, "If you're not old enough to vote, why do you care?" On Tuesday, November 4th, 2008, at 15 and a half years old, I hurried back from drama club rehearsal with my best friend Jonathan to watch the poll results come in. This was the first election I had ever volunteered for, or stayed up that late to watch. My family huddled around our television, my anxieties and nerves were relentless, and then they called it. Barack Obama has been elected the 44th president of the United States of America. Despite having not yet lived through a full decade, tears streamed from my eyes. My country, our country, the greatest country on earth, had just elected its first African-American president. In that moment, I saw the unending potential of America that our founders envisioned so long ago in Philadelphia. During his inaugural address, his tone changed. Like every commander-in-chief, he was inheriting the weight of the most powerful office in the world. So he called upon me, as he did all Americans, to not become complacent in the work of our Union. And so, my work began. Though I didn't know it at the time, I had established what would later become known as the International Youth Congress, an organization whose aim it was to answer that timeless question: if you're not old enough to vote, then why do you care? No generation chooses to inherit the world. We just do. Despite having no vote, our voices were no less diminished. For 6 years, our organization grew, helping pass legislation, providing education and resources for young people around the world, and eventually building a network of youth leaders that would span 6 different continents and over 20 separate countries. We were making that great hypothetical change possible. From as far as Rwanda to Pakistan to Spain, we gathered together to chart a common vision for the future based on our shared sense of humanity. In the past 8 years, we've all grown up and have taken it upon ourselves to serve our communities, nation, and world. Whether working for the United Nations, Foundation of Economic Education, the United States Senate, European Youth Parliament, International Labor Organization, the White House, or this very publication, that spark would have never been lit had it not been for a certain presidential candidate with a funny name and big ears. No legislative accomplishment or disagreement will ever measure to the enormous inspiration Barack Obama delivered not just to me, but to millions of young people around the world. His time in office has come to its constitutional conclusion, but for those he has inspired, we're just getting started. Though as I grow older, my politics have changed and evolved, and we don't always see eye to eye, I will always be grateful for the timeless creed bestowed upon a generation raised in a weary era of uncertainty. Yes, we can. Thank you, Mr. President, wishing you and your family nothing but happiness in the many, many years ahead.